This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Sorghum is an important grain for Africa. Millions of Africans have more to eat because of Gabiza Egeta. The Ethiopian scientist developed sorghum seeds that can resist long dry periods. The seeds can also resist the striga weed, a big cause of crop failures in Africa. Now, his work has earned him this year's World Food Prize from the World Food Prize Foundation in Des Moines, Iowa. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made the announcement last week in Washington. She pointed out that Professor Egeta did not just develop the seeds. He also worked to get them to farmers. He will receive the $250,000 award at a ceremony in October. He is only the second African to win the prize since it was established in 1986. Monty Jones, a rice expert from Sierra Leone, was the winner in 2004. Gabiza Egeta is a professor at Purdue University in Indiana. Over the years, he has worked with farmers and seed companies and developed more than 80 seed types for Africa. In the early 1980s, Professor Egeta developed the first sorghum hybrid seeds. These resisted drought and led to a major increase in production. Drought is not the only enemy. Striga is a parasitic weed that Africans commonly call witch weed. The plant attacks sorghum and other crops and steals water and nutrients from the roots. In the 1990s, Gabiza Egeta and another Purdue researcher, Larry Butler, identified the complex relationships between striga and sorghum plants. That finding led to the development of seeds resistant to both striga and drought. Gabiza Egeta was raised in a one-room hut in a rural village in west-central Ethiopia. His mother wanted him to get an education. He walked 20 kilometers to school in a neighboring town. He left home on Sunday nights and returned on Friday. For secondary school, he attended an agricultural and technical school. It was established by Oklahoma State University under an American government program. From there, he received an invitation to study at Purdue, where he earned a doctoral degree. But Professor Egeta has never forgotten his African roots. Today, he encourages other scientists to turn their attention to Africa's needs. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report, written by Jerry Lynn Watson. Transcripts and MP3s of our reports are at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Doug Johnson.